This is Catherine Sarrazin, and this week on Let's Talk Art, we'll travel to Amsterdam to visit the Rijksmuseum and its masterpieces. The Dutch Museum reopened after a spectacular 10-year restoration program. The new layout and display bring light to some of the greatest and most famous works of Dutch art, from Rembrandt's grand portrait The Night Watch to the small and delicate interior scenes of The Milkmaid by Vermeer. The collection is enormous and comprises paintings, artifacts, and luxury furniture related to the various periods presented, but also three extraordinary dollhouses of the 17th century and a collection of intricate ship models and objects illustrating the rich maritime history of the Netherlands. The great highlights are paintings from the Golden Age, exhibited in the heart of the museum in the Gallery of Honor, which holds the collection's most renowned paintings. Other than the two masterpieces mentioned above, Women in Blue Reading a Letter or The Little Street by Vermeer, and Rembrandt's Jewish Bride, The Old Woman Reading and His Self-Portrait as a Young Man, are exhibited alongside Steyn's popular scenes as The Feast of St. Nicholas, or The Merry Drinker by Holz, and The River Landscape by Ruysdael, as well as the horse family scenes like Women with Child in a Pantry and other artworks by their contemporaries. The museum also offers an extended collection of Flemish art from the 14th to the 16th century, as well as Baroque masterpieces by Rubens, Van Dyck and Jordaens. The first floor houses the 18th and 19th century artworks, with a focus on the Hague School in the late 1800s. A movement which broke away from traditional painting. The Hague School was inspired by the Barbizon School and depicted typical Dutch scenes and the daily lives of peasants and fishermen, but also landscapes and polders. Paintings such as The Arrival of the Boats by Jacob Maris, Morning Ride Along the Beach by Anton Mauve, and Children of the Sea by Joseph Israel. They aspired to render what they saw realistically and, like the Barbizon painters, worked en plein air as much as possible in order to capture the light and atmosphere of the landscape. Gradually, and influenced by the French Impressionist, the Hague School started using lighter and brighter colors. A younger generation of painters, called the Amsterdam Impressionist or Amsterdam School, adopted this new style. Painters like Isaac Israel with The Donkey Ride on the Beach, or Breitner with The Girl in the White Kimono, or Therese Schwarzer with her portrait of Lizzie. There are many ways to visit the Rijksmuseum. One could follow a chronological order, or visit the museum by level, or focus on the major movements and maybe start with the 17th century in the Grand Gallery of Honor, visit the Flemish Baroque art, and finish with the Hague School and the Amsterdam Impressionists. If time allows, the museum also holds a substantial collection from China, Indonesia, Japan, India, Thailand, and Vietnam in the new Asian Pavilion, which regularly hosts temporary exhibitions. Stay tuned to English Waves.